This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado River has lost 10 trillion gallons of water since the year 2000, according to researchers at UCLA. CPR's Joe Wirt says the cause is warming from carbon emissions.
The river is fed by snowpack that builds, melts, and flows down from Colorado's mountains to supply more than 40 million people across the West. Humans have helped warm the river's landscape by 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit since the 1880s. The UCLA researchers found the biggest factor driving the dwindling runoff is decreasing snowpack. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado are planning to picket at a Kaiser facility in Aurora on Saturday. It's part of a protest happening in several states to speak out against insufficient staffing at healthcare facilities. The healthcare employees union contract with Kaiser expires in about 3 months. In Aspen, the city council has named the Aspen Daily News as the city's newspaper of record. CPR's Tina Sieg says the independently owned paper was chosen over its corporate competitor.
The city will pay the Aspen Daily News to publish all legal notices and its other advertisements through the end of the year. The council has the option to renew the deal with 4 one-year contracts. The paper is already the newspaper of record for Pitkin County. It was chosen over the Aspen Times, which is owned by Ogden Newspapers, based out of West Virginia. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado came up big in the Women's World Cup again last night. Lindsey Horan of Golden knocked in the game-tying score. Team USA played to a draw with the Netherlands. It was Horan's second goal of the tournament. So far, all 4 of the U.S. team's World Cup goals have come from Colorado players. Sophia Smith of Windsor also has 2 goals in the tournament so far. The Front Range has just a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon, mostly sunny for western Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.